Hello, my name is B. Martin. I'm glad to be back with you again to continue this series of discussions that I have entitled Amazing Jesus. The last time we were together, I gave a definition of the word amazed, and I'd like to do that again in this discussion. The word amazed means to affect with great wonder, to astonish, but it also can mean to perplex or to be perplexed by something. The last time we were together, we talked about how people were often amazed by Jesus. They were either filled with great wonder or astonishment, or they were perplexed by something that he said or did. Throughout the New Testament, especially in the Gospels, people were amazed by Jesus, amazed by his teachings, by his power to do miraculous things, by his life, his purity, his death, his resurrection, his love, his forgiveness and salvation. People were always amazed by Jesus. And I believe that we are amazed by Jesus as well for these same reasons, that as we listen to Jesus and read his word, as we see the things that he did, that as we think of the things that he's even doing now in our lives and in the lives of the people, we are amazed by Jesus. But the last time in our discussion, we had mentioned it's not just the only question we're looking at. Is Jesus amazing us? The other question that's so important is are we amazing Jesus? In the scripture, it also talks about times in which Jesus was amazed. And I think it's a very important thing to see that we can do things that amaze Jesus. In Mark chapter 6, it talks about how Jesus was amazed by his hometown people. And the reason why he was amazed, we discussed last time, was because of their lack of faith. That one way that we can amaze Jesus is by not believing who he is and what he can do in our lives. Another way that we can amaze Jesus, though, is like the centurion in Luke chapter 7. In this situation, in this story, Jesus was amazed, it says, because of the centurion's great faith. That because he had such great faith in Jesus and who he was and what he could do, it says that this man amazed Jesus. And I believe that we can do the same thing. We can amaze Jesus today by having great faith, being people that are full of faith in him, in who he is, and what he can do. So the question really isn't, are we amazing Jesus? We are amazing Jesus. The question is, how are we amazing Jesus? Are we amazing Jesus by our lack of faith, by not believing that he is able to work in us and for us and through us? Or are we amazing Jesus because of our great faith, by believing that Jesus can do all things, that all things are possible for him, and that he can work through us and in us and for us to do amazing things, things beyond our expectations? When we have that type of great faith, we are also amazing Jesus. As we talked about last time, there are several areas that I wanted to begin to discuss, practical areas, relevant areas in our daily lives in which we are amazing Jesus on a daily basis. And I want to discuss some of those areas today so that we can begin to examine in our own lives the practical, relevant ways in our daily lives in which we are being people who are amazing Jesus either by our lack of faith or by our great faith. The first area that I'd like to talk about that I think is so important that I believe is really the foundation for all the other areas that we're going to talk about is whether or not we believe that Jesus really is God in the flesh. I believe we can amaze Jesus in this area by either having little faith that he really is the Son of God or having great faith and believing that he really is God's Son, God in the flesh. The people did that. They amazed Jesus even when he was here on the earth. For that reason, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Jewish people at the time, the Romans, had little faith. As a matter of fact, some of them had no faith that Jesus was really the Son of God. And because they didn't have that faith in Jesus, they treated him a certain way. They pushed him away. They were angry at him. They called him names and mocked him. And eventually, they went to the point of even putting him to death. They wanted to kill him and kill the truth of whether or not Jesus really is the Son of God. And I believe in the same way today, we can be doing that same thing. Because of our lack of faith of believing that Jesus really is the Son of God, we will push Jesus away. We won't allow him to be close to us. We will somehow try to deny the truth in our minds, in our hearts, and push that away so that we don't have to face the fact that Jesus really is the Son of God. When we live this in a practical way, we often find ourselves doing and living life because we believe that somehow life is all about us. This isn't something that's new. It happened when Jesus was here on the earth. It's happened throughout all of history where people like us who are living our lives in such a way that we believe that life is all about us. And in doing so, it affects how we live our lives and how we are amazing Jesus. Jesus will look at us in a sense of amazement, more in being perplexed, wondering why wouldn't we put our faith in him as being the Son of God. Of all that he was able to do, of all the things that he said, we should be able to put our whole faith in Jesus. But when we have a lack of faith that Jesus is really God in the flesh, we will live our lives all consumed about us. And I believe we do this because we don't want to accept the truth of who Jesus really says he is and all that Jesus can really do in our lives. So in those areas, we will live our lives this way. We begin to believe that somehow life is about what we want to do and about pursuing things that we want to have and about thinking and saying things that we want to do that makes us feel good. It begins to affect us in so many ways that everything we do is all about whether or not it pleases us and it makes us feel good in our relationships, in our jobs, and how we spend our time, our money, our possessions, our energy. All of these things will be affected because we will see that life is all about us. So every relationship is all about making me feel good. Every job is about making me feel good. How I spend my time and my money, my resources, my possessions, it's all about making me feel good. It's because we don't want to believe that Jesus really is the Son of God, because if we do, then that would mean that I can't live my life about me. That will mean that I will have to surrender my life to him. It would mean that my relationships and job and my time and energy, my possessions, my money is going to be here and for me to use so that I will use them in order to please him. And in order for that to not happen, I've got to push aside. I've got to kill the idea that Jesus really is the Son of God. Because if I really believe that he's the Son of God, then I'm going to have to somehow stop doing those things and not live my life in order to please myself. I'm going to have to live my life in order to please him. So because of our lack of faith, we look in and we begin to examine ourselves. How are we living? Do we have a lack of faith in who Jesus really is, the Son of God? And if we don't believe that, we will show that in how we live our lives. So here's the question. As you examine your life, does your life reflect that you have a lack of faith in who Jesus is and how he can work in you, how he can work for you and through you? Do you have a lack of faith that you should be living your life in order to please him instead of living your life in order to please yourself? This could be something that would amaze Jesus. He would look down on you. He would look down on me if he can see in our lives that we really don't believe that he is God in the flesh. And the way that we spend our time, the way that we treat other people, the way that we spend our energy and our material blessings will reflect whether or not we have a lack of faith in Jesus. Now, the other area that we can do as far as being able to express to Jesus and amaze Jesus in a positive sense is that if we are full of faith in Jesus, that if we have great faith in the fact that Jesus really is the Son of God, if we have great faith in the fact that Jesus did all the things that he said that he did in Scripture, that if Jesus was able to live a perfect life without sin because he was the Son of God, and that the power that he had in doing all the miracles that he was able to do, if we believe that, and if we believe that he died, not for his sins, but for our sins, and that on the third day he rose again, if we believe that he ascended into heaven, that he sent his Holy Spirit to be with us and in us, if we believe that Jesus is the only way to be saved, the only way to be right in God's eyes, if we have a great faith in Jesus really being the Son of God, then it would affect how we live our lives. It would affect how we involve ourselves in relationships. It would affect how we do our jobs, how we spend our time, how we spend our energy, our material possessions, our money. All of those things will be affected by the fact that we have such great faith that Jesus really is the Son of God, and he begins to work in our lives in such a way that we are so willing to sacrifice whatever. We have come to understand now, because of this great faith in Jesus, that life is not about us. Our lives are about pleasing him. Our lives are about doing everything that we can to show our appreciation for who he is, the Son of God, God in the flesh. And when we have that great faith, then we will treat people differently. We will treat our things differently. We will treat our lives differently. And we will live our lives totally consumed with the fact that Jesus used me. fill me, change me, make me into who you want me to be so that you can live your life through me, so the Son of God can flow through me and reveal his love and grace and mercy and truth to everyone around me. This is the type of life that we live when we are full of faith, when we have great faith that Jesus really is the Son of God. So here's the question for today. Where are you? Do you have a faith that either amazes Jesus because of your lack of faith that he's the Son of God, or do you have great faith that amazes Jesus that you really believe that he is the Son of God? Today, that's the question. It's a question for you, and it's a question for me. And I know there's times in my life when my faith has been weak, when I have really had a lack of faith that Jesus really is the Son of God. And I know when my faith in Jesus is getting less, I can see it how I'm living my life. I can tell it reflects in my daily life and how I treat people, how I view my possessions and my time, my energy, how I view my own life, my purpose. Because when I'm not having that full faith in Jesus, then I begin to think of that life is about me. But it's in those moments that I need God to help me, to be patient with me, and for Jesus' spirit to fill me and remind me that, no, I really do believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And I want my faith in Jesus to affect how I live my life, how I speak, how I think, how I feel, how I act. Because I believe that he really is the Son of God who saved me from my sins, who saved me from the wrath of God, who brought me into a right relationship with God, and has given me love and joy and peace and purpose and eternal life. It's in these things that we can be amazing Jesus. The question is for you and I, how are we doing that? Are we amazing Jesus by our lack of faith? Or are we amazing Jesus by having great faith that he really is the Son of God? And I pray that God will bring us to a point of wrestling, of spending time in his word, of praying, and really searching deep within our mind and heart, and come to a conviction, come to a faith, one way or the other, either believe he's the Son of God or not. But know that in our choices, it will determine with whether or not Jesus will be amazed of us because of our lack of faith, or he will be amazed of us because of our great faith. And it's my prayer that as we end here, that as we live our lives on a daily basis, it will reflect that we believe without a doubt that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that we will amaze Jesus because of our great faith. Until the next time, let's increase our faith and live our faith in Jesus so that he can live in us and through us to glorify his name.
'Cause we're serving his name, and we're sharing his name. Yeah, yeah. God gave his only son to die, so we offer him all lives, and we're loving. In his name, and we're living in Jesus' name.